Hello, everyone.
It's a good afternoon from Toronto, Canada. Take a minute, and if you are coming onto this call and you have a question or you had something that you wanted assistance in, feel free to raise your hand up. But I'm going to start with a welcome and a message, and then we'll see if we get some good chats going. So, as a quick intro, my name is Wei Hin Chan. I'm a certified instructor in the Sedona Method. Sedona Method, but I'm also a retired physical therapist and hospital administrator, and I'm currently working as a Sedona Method instructor as well as a coach facilitator. But I also have my own coactive practice. Yes, that's what I'm bringing to the call today. In terms of announcements, I'd like for everybody to know that Hale is running a 5-day course in September. So please look that up and sign up, and I hope to see you there. I don't see any hands up. So why don't I go ahead and do a general release? If you could all just take a moment and just allow yourself to be. B and B. And just notice what is here for you now. What are you experiencing? Is there any excitement I might be projecting here? Is there any expectations that you are showing up with? Anything that got you just wanting to maybe be here, and then you're here, just check if there's anyone wanting to jump out of here. Okay, and whatever it is, just notice it. See if you could see, notice where it's coming up for you in terms of sensations. Notice the thoughts that come with it. Notice any stories that have shown up. And then just go a little bit deeper. Just notice the sensations again and just let them be. They might evolve on their own, they might not, they might dig in. Notice your thoughts again and just notice the pattern. Are they ratcheting up? Are they slowing down? It doesn't matter. Just let them do what thoughts do. Okay, and the story. What about that? Is there any tendency to kind of really believe it? And as you're noticing that, see if you notice any wanting control, any wanting security, any wanting love, any wanting approval, or maybe all of it, and maybe even some other wantings that come under different title, different words. Could you just welcome that as well? Just really notice it. And take a moment to just see what comes up within your body as you get in touch with that wanting. Notice the thoughts. Notice the stories that might be coming up with it. And then could you also notice how personal all of that feels? You know, the thoughts, the feelings, the stories. Oh, they're me. They're about me. They're mine. This is what I've always done. Just notice that person, how personal it all feels. And could you, if you could you simply let it all go? Even if it's just a little bit, let it all go. All of it. Or maybe a little bit of it. Would you let it go? All of it? Maybe a little bit of it. And when? Great. I'm just going to check again. I don't see any hands up. So I am going to, Jill. Oh, there you go. Oh, there, Irene. I see your name. Okay. Everybody else, please follow along. And if you do have anything that you want to ask me, feel free to put your hands up. Okay. We will go to we will go the full hour. But I'm also okay to stick around for just a few more minutes, but not much longer. All right. We'll start with Irene. And Irene, I've unmuted you.
Yes. Hi,
So,
Wei.
hi, so great to to hear your voice.
Likewise, likewise, really a pleasure. I would love a little assistance, please. Anyway, I'm getting a
Okay,
little choked
take a
up. I'm
moment.
about,
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Take a moment. Take a moment. Allow the chokiness just to be here. There's no rush. There's nothing to do. Okay. However, it's showing up, however you are, all is welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All of it. All of it. You are safe. And if you feel unsafe, please let me know. Hey.
No, I feel safe with you. The thing about I am about to I'm in the process of losing my job. So I just have stuff coming up around that. I feel quite I'm scared. I have a lot of insecurity coming up around that. 'Cause I could start there. I just don't know. I'm not very clear on what's next or what have you. So, I just like to release a little bit on the feelings.
Okay. And so in this moment, if you could notice what is here now.
Actually, I feel some sadness.
Okay. Could you allow that sadness?
Yes.
Okay. And could you allow yourself to be in touch with the sensations? And you don't have to use your words, or you don't have to tell me what you're feeling. You don't have to share with with people, but just take a moment and just head to toe. What are the actual sensations that are showing up under this label sadness? Okay.
A contraction, a tightness.
Okay. All over your body? Is it in a specific spot?
Let me check.
Okay, yeah. See, yeah, because it was very quick for you to say it's a contraction, but I think take a moment to just be in touch. Ah, there's some sadness that came up, and just notice the sensations. And just take a moment to just really just notice what is showing up in your body. Okay. We're not going to need to spend too much time on there, but really notice what is in your body.
That's helpful. I
Okay.
absolutely do notice
Okay.
it.
Okay. And then now, could you notice what thoughts arise or came through or have come and gone? Just simply notice the body will feel, the brain will think.
Honestly, what I'm feeling is a strong resistance.
Okay, give me the sensation. Could you name the sensation that you're labeling as resistance? Right? So I'm trying to get you out of your head. Okay, so notice that it was sadness, but then let's feel sadness. And it was very quickly, it was contraction, but then naming the sensation was a little bit, so to me, this is sort of like that habitual of moving things forward, Irene, of sort of like that, of course I feel sad. Of course, sadness feels like a contraction. But right now, in this moment, what are you aware of?
So on a sensation level, I can feel a stuckness actually in my body, in my chest, like a holding or a stuckness.
Okay, so could you hold on to that stuckness? Could you just allow it to be there? Just really notice it's stuck, I'm holding on. Okay, just hold on to it some more. Let it get really thick. Let it get as sticky as it wants to be. And let it be even stickier than that. Even tighter. Okay, and as you let that sensation of stuckedness and tightness be here. Could you notice what else is here? And just notice, are you the stuckness? Are you that tightness? Or are you simply aware of that stuckness and tightness?
Well, yeah, I think there's both. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it, certainly.
What else are you aware of?
Well, I am aware that that anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
Okay,
all
let me
right.
ask you a different question. Is a stuckness the same, or did you notice it transforming a little bit? Did you notice e easing off a
Well,
bit?
honestly, for some reason, I'm actually I'm having a lot of fear come up, and I don't know what that's about, but I'm feeling fear. I can feel the sensation of that. I can feel a little bit like I'm wanting to withdraw now. So I think I'm just a little just there's just a lot coming up. It there has been. So yeah, so I, there's just,
Okay, what do you
and if
think
there are
would be
other people that
helpful?
are in line, I can probably work along too. So.
Okay, so Irene, let me just if I may, just offer up. It's understandable that the fear is there. Okay, it's understandable that it's very hard to kind of sit with one sensation. And in terms of the Sedona method, the release I offer you now is, would you allow yourself to simply be with whatever that comes up?
Yes, I can do
Okay,
that.
could and we'll, I'm going to ask you a few times. We'll do this a few times. Could you allow yourself to simply be with whatever that comes up?
Yes.
Could you allow yourself to simply be with whatever that shows up?
Yes.
Okay, great. Maybe sit with that and, like you said, work with with the rest of the group. And then if you want to do this a little bit later, we can do that too. Okay, an hour is long. It's also not long, so I appreciate that. I will go to the next person and then you can put your hand back up again, okay? Okay, is this Kapil? You'll have to help me with the pronunciation of your name.
Yeah, a couple is fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for putting your hand up. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so an hour ago, I was feeling this disgust feeling with the body, and I started to release on it. But the more I tried to release, the more I got stuck. So I'm wanting it to change, and it's not happening, and trying to release the wanting to change, and that's also not happening. So, what can I do about that?
Could you just let it be? Is
Actually,
there?
now that disgust feeling has changed into this stuckness near my chest area. And it's a very familiar sensation. I get stuck a lot, especially when I'm releasing for longer periods of time.
I'm gonna challenge that thought a bit around I get stuck a lot. It could you break that down? Is it true that you get stuck a lot, or sensations come up, and then the thought comes, oh, I'm stuck, and then I
Yeah.
believe that story, right? Now I believe that story that I'm stuck, and then it becomes this whole thing about, oh, I get stuck when I release, right?
Yeah.
Could you
Yeah.
see that cycle, and could you see how that has become a bit of a habitual thought pattern, and then it becomes a behavior?
Yes, I can see that.
Okay, so If you could you let go of that habit?
Yeah.
Would you let go of that habit?
Yes, I would.
And when?
No.
Right. Let's welcome that story again, that when I have whatever, like some sensations I like, some feelings I like, some feelings I don't like. And it's sometimes I'm able to release it, sometimes I'm not able to release it. But then if I release at it, sometimes I just get stuck. And whichever version that you and everybody else who's listening, whatever version of that story that you might have, could you bring it to the forefront now? And let's be with that story. And being with that story means that let's feel what we feel. Okay. So let's pay attention to just simply noticing in our body. Some of us get that tightness in the chest. Some of us get that palpitations, our heart rate goes up. Some of us get like that choking sensation in our throat. And sometimes when we're stuck, this wet stuff just sort of comes out of the eyes, you know? And could we simply let the body do what it does? Could we allow the body to body?
Okay.
And then let's go to your thoughts. Notice the thoughts that come up when the story comes up. Right? And just in that thinking, notice the wanting to change it. Notice the wanting to push it away and pull in something else. Notice how personal it feels, like I always get stuck. I have this tightness in my chest, therefore it must mean that I'm stuck. Okay, that's a little bit of thoughts and storytelling. Yeah. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And if you could, would you let go of wanting to change it? Of wanting it to be different.
No.
No. Okay. So could you pull it closer? Could you welcome it more?
Yes.
Okay. And so what is, let's do a like and dislike. What do you like about being stuck? And the idea of changing, of wanting to change what is happening. What do you like about that?
I like the fact that it gives me an opportunity to have a breakthrough.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it. So, can you sense that wanting, that breakthrough?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back to this. I'm going to put a placeholder on this thought. Give me one dislike. What do you dislike about this story of I get stuck and then I have this thing of wanting to change it? There's so much of that. What do you dislike about that?
It makes me a frustrated kind of person. I don't like to be that kind of a person.
Okay, so what is it that you liked about that you like about this story?
That it gives me an opportunity to have a breakthrough.
And what do you dislike about this story?
Wait, I lost that thought.
Exactly. Okay. Is that all right? Th that's exactly what happens, right? is that it kind of merges. So let's go to the juicy part here. That this wanting breakthrough. Okay. Could you welcome this wanting? This is an opportunity. If I'm frustrated, then I have this opportunity of getting this breakthrough.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Such a good headline. Such a good headline. Yeah. So could you just give yourself a moment to see that as a headline, actually?
Yeah.
Right? If I am not stuck, then I cannot be frustrated. That's the story, right? And if I'm not frustrated, I can't have the breakthrough. All under the title of I want a breakthrough, or is it something else? What would the headline be? Is it wanting a breakthrough for you? Is it wanting freedom? Is it wanting what is it for you?
Yeah, wanting to be better.
Okay, so I am like just own that, right? This is my driver. I want to be better. I want a breakthrough, right? The breakthrough makes me better. The frustration makes me, the pr frustration presents as an opportunity for me to have a breakthrough. A breakthrough means that I'm going to be a better person, right? Can you just notice that enmeshment of those thoughts and stories?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it need to be that way?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Do you need to be frustrated to have a breakthrough?
Don't need to.
Do you need to have a breakthrough to be better?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So instead of wanting to be better, could you just feel that wanting? I'm going to go right to the top, right? Wanting to be better. Just
Yes.
feel that wanting to be better. Would you rather want to be better, or would you rather just simply be better? So beautiful. That sound is so beautiful. Do you hear all the cracking that just happened? Okay, so let's do that again. This I want to be better. I need a breakthrough to be better. And I can't have a breakthrough until I have a frustration, right? And I can't be frustrated unless I'm stuck, right? All of that. Just feel the wanting to be better. And just
Yes.
really, really feel the wanting. And I'm gonna ask you to welcome any stories as far back as they might go that you are not better than. Okay. Welcome the story. Welcome any habits, any thoughts that reinforce a story that you need to be better. Okay. And feel that wanting to be better. Where does it sit in your body? What sensations come up when you have this wanting to be better? When that comes up, like there's a sensation that comes up. What is that?
Yeah.
Okay. And just notice it. Could you just simply notice it? Notice the wanting. And then notice the thoughts. What thoughts come up that kind of are very enmeshed, very like weaved into the story of wanting to be better? Is there a particular pattern that shows up? What
Yeah,
is a
no, I feel.
belief?
Actually, I release a lot. I feel great. There's nothing.
What? There's nothing? I can't even get you to bring it up? Okay,
It's
that's
just
great.
peace. Yeah.
You feel complete then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, we're humans. So if that story comes up again, that I'm stuck, and then just sort of follow your own story around that, okay? And then when it comes up and it's really the same headline, I want to be better. Be without wanting to be better, and see if you could ask yourself, do I want to be better, or could I drop the wanting and simply be better?
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I love the lightness that that has come through for you. That's fantastic. You got this.
Yeah, thank
Okay,
you.
you're very welcome. I have Betty.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Faye?
Oh, I'm good. I'm
Thank
good.
you. Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, of course, I love doing these. I mean, I kind of sometimes I kind of want to ask Hill to just let me, do them all the time. But, apparently I have to share the platform with all these other amazing coaches and instructors, It's like, boo-hoo.
That's a great problem to have.
It really is a great problem to have. Anyhow, how are you doing, Betty?
Good, good. I've been releasing a lot, but what's happening is a lot of stuff is now coming up, like everything. And it's just one after another, including like the fear of cockroaches. And I mean, I could just go on forever. But what's really standing out now is this I have a fear of a smell issue. Wherever I go, I get triggered by a smell. And I was just wondering if you could help me release on that.
Yeah.
There's
So
always
I'm
a
gonna need,
smell issue.
So smell issue. When you say
Yeah.
a couple of things that we tend to hide, like our brain comes up with these stories that sound very sophisticated that I wanna air out for you. To begin with, when you say okay, so I have a smell issue, and when I go out, something, you use the word triggered, and I wondered if you could just, share a little bit more of that story. What does that mean for you?
That I get bothered by smell.
You get bothered by smell. Okay.
Yeah. And
And are they
everywhere I go, there's some kind of smell bothering me.
okay? So is it all smells? Like all smells are unpleasant?
No, it's like chemicals and mold and, but it follows me everywhere I go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then once, okay, so once you one I guess once you have the smell, you feel bothered.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what?
Well, then I usually start releasing, or I escape, try to escape the situation, or fix the situation somehow, or cover the smell, or something like that.
What would be possible if the smell didn't bother you?
What would be possible? I am not understanding the
What's
format of the
like,
question.
yeah, that's okay. That's so the smell bothers you. If the smell didn't bother you, what would
That would be
happen?
great. That would
Okay.
be great.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird one, but.
Hey, I didn't say it was weird. I think it's, it is what it is. So in this moment, could you welcome the possibility of not being bothered by these smells?
Yes.
Okay. Could you welcome it some more?
There's a lot of wanting safety coming up.
Okay. And could you welcome that? Could you simply notice that wanting safety? Okay. And just give it a little bit of space. Give yourself some grace to notice how that shows up for you. That wanting safety.
Like a tightness in the chest.
Just notice that tightness. Just simply notice that tightness. And are there any thoughts as soon as you get the tightness? Are you noticing any thoughts that suddenly you could be talking to me and nothing has changed other than the sensation, and then all of a sudden you have thoughts of unsafety? Can you just notice that? Or was there another story that was running?
There's just fear, no thoughts.
Okay. Do you feel okay to work with that fear? To
Yes.
notice that fear?
Yes.
Okay, and how is that fear showing up for you?
Believe it or not, it's a very familiar, like an old
Oh,
friend, and
I
it's in the
believe it.
chest.
Yeah. And could you allow yourself to feel whatever you feel in the chest? Okay, notice that. In addition to the tightness that you talked about before, how else does this fear, friend we call fear, show up? Let's have some tea with this friend we call fear.
Yeah, there's some tears and
Okay.
some overall tension in around the body, I would say.
Is that okay for you to be with that?
Yes.
Okay. Just see if you could be with it. What if fear was welcome in this moment? What is fear is a friend we're having tea with. We're just gonna get to know her a little bit more, or him. I'm genderizing your fear. What are they like? Where else? How else are they showing up? And then notice if there's any tendency to want to change it, to push it away. Okay. We don't do
Yeah.
that with a friend, right? Let's get to know the friend.
Yes.
What is present for you now?
Well, it's moving. The energy.
Is that okay that it's doing that?
Yeah.
And as these sensations in your body do what they do, could you simply just be in the moment? Okay. And if this is a friend that you know so well, what message do they have for you? What are they trying to say to you? Yeah.
It's almost like a sense of safety with the fear. Yeah. I know.
So it's like, okay, tell me again what sensations you're having. Is it still in the chest? And then you're still having, wet eyes?
It's much lighter.
Still in your chest?
Actually, it's lighter in the chest.
And is that okay that it got lighter?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just welcome that story of wanting to be safe again. When you think about wanting to be safe, and just like the call before the person before, Mr. Gupta over there, instead of wanting to be safe, could you allow yourself to drop the wanting? And have all the safety that is possible.
Yes.
Could you welcome safety?
Yes.
And what does that feel like? What are you aware of as you welcome safety?
Lightness.
Okay. Could you allow yourself to actually feel that? Feel that lightness. What else are you aware of as you welcome safety?
Silence.
Could you just
Yeah.
allow that?
There's
Beautiful.
lot
Absolutely.
of safety in the silence.
So beautiful. Yeah. Could you welcome safety? And could you allow yourself all the safetiness that is available?
Yes.
And what are you aware of with that?
Don't know. It feels like a grace, like a blessing.
Okay. Is that okay? Is
Yes.
that allowed?
Yes.
Could you allow yourself to rest as that, to rest in that? To be that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So anytime that story comes back, listen back to this, like maybe just when the recording goes up, just sort of listen to this section, but also just notice that how we believe so easily, right? Like if I smell something, then I have to feel this way and I have to be unsafe. That the word triggered. I actually really don't like the word triggered because it's overused, right? So what I do tell my clients is that it's not so much a trigger, because a trigger is something that for me, a trigger is a trigger on the gun. And once you press that, the bullet is gone. Okay. And that is physiologically how we are. Like, we have this habit and we believe everything. And so then our physiology just kind of ticks off and it just runs off. And the next thing we know, we get it stuck because we believe that we have to feel that. The shift that I really want the world to make is instead of saying I'm triggered by that, I'll say, how about we change it and we go a little bit softer and say I'm activated by smells. Okay? Then it slows it down for your brain. I'm activated, but I don't have to shoot the bullet. Okay, I'm activated, and that could mean so many different things, right? It's just something. Oh, I smell. Okay, that activates so many different things. And in that moment, could you allow yourself safety? Actually, could you allow yourself grace? Because that's what you said. That silence, it felt like grace. So in that moment, okay, notice what comes out. Notice it, because that's the power of the Sedona method, is being in the moment with whatever that is showing up. But then slow it down. It does not have to mean that you are now bothered. And if you are bothered, you can release it and then see if you could allow yourself grace.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? Try that and
Appreciate it.
let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
You're
Thank
very
you.
welcome. All the best.
Thank you.
Sally, you're next.
Okay. I haven't been doing this long. I haven't actually released. I have been listening to the CDs on the Sedona method. I haven't actually been able to release, but I was wondering what you could tell me if I told you a situation that I want to release, what you could tell me about it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, what I got is what's been bothering me most of my life. My father was a very good man to me in a lot of ways. He also was an abuser. And the back and forth between the two of them gives me no peace. And I'm trying to release them both. He's dead now. And it was just difficult. It was difficult growing up with him.
Yeah, I bet. So what is it that you would like to release?
I would like to release my thinking about him as either bad or good. I can't put them together into a cohesive whole. I just can't seem to be doing it after all these years. And I would just like to drop it all and have peace. He had it. I gave him a great deal of power over me, and it was just a stunted life.
Okay. As you're
Me.
talking, as you're talking about that, what shows up for you? What are you aware of?
That I think he owes me, even though he's dead. I mean, it's like he's dead. It's like part of me doesn't believe he's dead. He's still around for him to owe me. He didn't owe me then, he just because he hurt me, badly. He also did things that were very nice and that not every father would have done. It works out on both sides of the ledger, and I just can't balance them.
Okay, well, maybe it doesn't need to be balanced. I mean, it sounds so clear to me when you're talking about him, right? Around what was good and what was bad, right? And
Very
the,
sadistic.
I'm sorry?
He's very sadistic when he was in a bad shape. When he
Right.
was a boy with a bad, with a girl with a curl, she was very good. She was very, very good. When she was very bad, she was terrible,
Right. And so what I'm hearing is when you're telling the story, you're very clear about what was really bad and what was really good. Okay? Like to me, it's like, oh wow. Like it's very rare for me to hear that because usually there's a lot of gray. I don't hear a lot of gray area. To me, it sounds like you're bringing in the gray area in the wanting to reconcile it.
Not only that, I just want to let it go. I don't want to think about it anymore. I don't want it affecting my life anymore. I just want it gone.
Well, Okay, when you say I want it gone, what do you want gone?
I just want to release it. I've learned the lessons from living with my father, from having lived with my father so long, and I just want to let it go. I don't live with him anymore. He's dead, you know?
Okay. So what is the I'm going to do a different process because I think that and I'll my reasoning for it is that I think that this process might let's see. Let's experiment it and see. Sally, what is an advantage to you having this story and holding on to this story?
It makes me one up on some people who haven't had it so rough.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. And what is one disadvantage of this story?
It hurt.
Okay. What is another advantage of this story?
I learned a lot about people being bad and people being good.
And what is another disadvantage of this story?
I'm scared of people. I'm scared of doing things. I don't want to experiment. I don't try. I feel like he owes me and I shouldn't take care of myself. Well, I do to a degree. I procrastinate like crazy, and that's part of it. That's a big part of it because I think he owes, and part of me is still waiting for him to show up and take care of me, you know?
Those all sounded like advantages.
They aren't advantages. They're disadvantages. I don't like to procrastinate. I would like to get things done. I need to get things done. Don't do them.
Okay. But exact, but do you see the how the story kind of it's it has these advantages and disadvantages, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So could you notice that? And how does this story, let's go a little bit deeper, how does this story serve you?
It keeps me from whining too much.
And how does it hold you back?
Because I'm afraid to do things. I'm
Yeah.
afraid to do some things because I'm afraid still of getting hit. I'm afraid of doing things just because I think he should do them. And, you know, there's a lot of anger, resentment. These are all not good things for me. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of hate, you know.
Sorry, I'm just letting a few things settle.
Oh, thank you. I
It's
appreciate your time.
oh no. I feel very privileged to be here. So what if instead of releasing this story, you just let it be?
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that and get things done. It's like a major block.
Okay. And so the thing is, there's a story, and then there's the other part of it is that you feel that you need to do things and you feel that this story is holding you back.
Yeah,
What
or what I
if,
took from it. Yeah.
what if one has nothing to do with the other? What if the story and the life that you lived is simply how life unfolded for you? And then there was this thing that happened, your father passed, that is also how life unfolded. And then, there are times, you need to do things, everybody has goals, but then, we procrastinate, we talk ourselves out of it. And what if that is, again, simply life unfolding? It's
It's
just
not
all
for everybody.
happening. No,
A
it's
lot
not
of
for
people get
everybody.
something.
No, for you. For you.
For me,
For
it sucks.
you and your experience.
Yeah, I need to keep looking so that I can learn how to do things.
Okay, so what if there is no learning to do things and simply doing things?
I don't know how to do that. It's like I
Okay, so
dissociate when I try to do
what
things.
if you could allow yourself. What if, Sally, you could allow yourself to do the things that you want to do? Could you
Hello?
allow yourself? Could you allow yourself to do the things that you want to do?
I want to clean up better, and I don't clean up better. I want to. I desperately want to.
Okay.
But I don't do it. And I feel like when I try to do it, I feel panic or scared or dissociated or whatever it is.
Okay. Are you feeling panicked and dissociated right now?
Nah. No, because I'm not doing it. It's like a mist comes. A mist comes in front of my eyes when I try to do it, and I'm not ready to do it. Sometimes I get dizzy in the grocery store shopping, you know?
So, what if we broke it down to one thing? Right? Just in one moment, is there something that you could do now that you want to do?
Want to go back to listening to the tapes so I can work on releasing.
Okay. So I definitely think that's a good idea. I definitely recommend listening to the tapes. There, the part here that I think would be really helpful, like I know that it helped me, is working specifically with a story. Okay. And there, part of the if you have the master set, there is an advantage and disadvantage process in there. See if you could do the advantage, disadvantage of this story. Okay.
Okay.
And just release simply in that moment for that story. Okay. And then it's a different thing when you start getting that you called a dissociation, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a counselor, right? So
All
in that moment though, see if you could actually be with whatever's coming up. And I know it is very scary, right? Like it you feel dizzy, and the world just kind of twirls
goes
around
away.
you, right? Yeah. So in that moment, see if you could allow yourself to have the safety. Okay.
Okay.
It those are sensations. See if you could catch them and not hook on to them. So they don't have to be. See if you could let it be
I
about
know
the
it's all in my
sensation.
mind. Yeah,
Sorry?
it's all in my mind. It's
Well,
all in my mind.
oh, of
Yeah.
course. Well, it is because you have such a big, significant story that is affecting, it has affected your physiology. Okay. So when is so how do you unwind it? Is that what I'm suggesting is that see if you can loosen it and see in the moment if you could make it about your sensations in that moment and see if you could distance it from your story. Okay,
I
so the
can.
story, so the phrase that I like telling people is, you know, the whole thing of like, what got you here will not get you there. The abuse, the love, all of that got you here. But to go where you want to be, that story is not gonna stand. That story is not gonna help. Does that resonate?
I need to unwind the story.
Well, you don't need to actually do anything to the story. I'm going to challenge and say that whatever in the moment, whatever you're feeling, feel the feel, have the thoughts, but see if you could disconnect it from the story of your father. See if you could keep them that sort of that wanting separation. See if you could actually be in touch with a wanting separation and actually have the separation in the moment.
Okay.
Okay,
NLP
so
would help with that too.
I'm sorry.
NLP would help with that too, I think.
What, sorry, what would help?
neuro-linguistic
Oh,
programming.
NLP, NLP. Yeah, it would. It would. And you know, and I'm gonna tell you for sure that someone who's lived through like severe panic attacks and severe depressive episodes and all of that, you know, it like the Sedona method, I personally say to people that the Sedona method saved my life. Like what was that? Like 21 years ago, right? Like so the method itself. What I really appreciate about the method is the fact that it gets you in the moment and it gets you being with whatever it is, and the story can come up and the story can go down, and you don't have to believe it. You don't have to insert yourself into it. And as you're being with your sensations, what you're doing is, and you know, like do the whole ground your feet into, you know, down, 10 toes down, right? Feel the surface. Then you're giving your parasympathetic system a chance to kind of go, oh, that's a story, but that's not what's happening. What's happening now is all these sensations, but I don't
I have
have
my
to,
10 toes on the floor. I
right?
have my 10 toes on the floor.
That's right. I don't have to amplify the story. This is what we do as human beings. We amplify the stories. So don't amplify the story. Be with your sensation and 10 toes down, you're safe.
Okay.
Could you
Thank you.
try that and reach out? I mean, I'm available on Facebook or whatnot. Like if you're, you know, with a group, let me know how it goes, and all the best for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Best to you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Couple, did you have your hand back up again?
No, I was just
Oh,
listening.
okay. That was just before. Okay, awesome. Well, everybody, I want to remind you that Hale is, you know, bringing his wonderfulness to all of us in a program in September. It's a 5-day program, and so please go to Sedona.com, sign up for it. Remember that you always get the recording. So even if you can't make all the 5 days, you know, you end up receiving all the 5 days. And as you know, how these programs work is that, you know, all of us amplify each other, and we're all here to help each other out. Thank you so much, everybody, for your attention. I really appreciate the stories that came up for us to be with, and I look forward to being with you all again. Take care, and appreciate you all. Bye.